With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Pentagon chief says Iran has been cut off from its neighbors and former allies and is losing the war. Secretary of War Hegseth with his latest Iran update this morning.
Today will be yet again our most intense day of strikes inside Iran. The most fighters, the most bombers, the most strikes. Intelligence more refined and better than ever.
At the same time, Hegseth says Iran's drone and missile launches, while still taking place, continue to decline. Senator Tom Cotton mourns the loss of 7 U.S. military members in the war.
They have not died in vain. This is an absolutely vital and necessary war against a revolutionary terror-supporting country that's been killing Americans for 47 years.
The Arkansas Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. A short-term excursion is one way President Trump is describing the war with Iran. The president urging House Republicans to stand firm and united on the Save America Act. That's the election integrity bill vigorously opposed by the Democrats.
I don't think we should approve anything until this is approved. And they can't win politically. Look, you have them in a corner, and they're listening to every word I'm saying. It doesn't matter, because they can't win it politically. Because when they say, we don't want voter identification, we don't want proof of citizenship, all these things are just losers for them.
The president threatening a legislative blockade until the Save America Act clears Congress. Georgia voters going to the polls today. They're choosing a successor to Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading about 100 points higher. The NASDAQ is up 85 points. The S&P ahead 10. This is SRN News. Oregon Democrats reject legislation designed to protect infants.
Ashley Sadler of Oregon Right to Life says, quote, pro-abortion lawmakers in the Oregon Senate voted against bringing a bill to the floor that would require doctors to provide the same standards of care to babies born alive during failed abortions as newborns delivered under unusual circumstances. 18 states have laws that provide such protections for babies who survive abortion, and polls indicate that most Americans support such measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
This month's report by Rhode Island's Attorney General detailing decades of sexual abuse by Catholic clergy is giving survivors a sense of vindication while renewing calls for accountability and support. The investigation identified 75 clergy members who sexually abused more than 300 youngsters since 1950, although officials say that the actual number is most likely higher than that. This is SRN News. The Help Wanted sign is out at OSU.
The president of Ohio State University has resigned. Ted Carter Jr.'s announcement was abrupt, saying he made a mistake disclosing what he called an inappropriate relationship with a person who was seeking public resources for her business. Carter came to Ohio State in 2023 from the University of Nebraska system. He's also a former superintendent of the Naval Academy and a retired vice admiral who attended the Navy Fighter Weapons School, known as Top Gun. Carter did not elaborate on the nature of the relationship and whether it was romantic. Ohio State has opened an investigation. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Federal Aviation Administration briefly grounded all JetBlue flights early today. Responding to a request from the airline, the ground stop was lifted after about 40 minutes. JetBlue says a brief system outage of some sort has been resolved and it has resumed operations. More details at srnnews.com.